This impressive cell training ship attracted a lengthy queue waiting to have a look around, including the Chief Minister, Speaker of the Keys and the Infrastructure Minister. The Pelican? Well, to tell us about her, Adrian Ragborn, CEO of the company that owned her.
She was laid down in 1946 in Le Havre as an Arctic trawler, one of a number built after the war to feed the French with cod.
Which means she's got a very tough hull.
Yeah, she's got a good pre-war 10mm steel. She was chosen by the naval architect Graham Nielsen back in 1998 because of the design of the hull. It was felt that she'd be a great transatlantic sail train vessel. Square sails on the main mast and gaff fore and aft, which gives us the potential for our trainees, our youngsters, to climb in order to manage the sails. And that's one of the key things here, is there's plenty of work for them.
They have to volunteer to go up there?
It's not compulsory. But everyone is encouraged to do up and overs as part of their training, and it's unusual to have a youngster that doesn't do it. Even if they say on day one, I can't do that, by the time they come back in, they're up there.
It's not just scrubbing decks and shinning up to the crow's nest. They have a science officer on board, for goodness sake.
To basically help engage the voyage crew with science and the ocean on board the boats. I see quite often when I've been running my activities, people having a look, and once I finish with the kids, they'll say, so do you want to have a look at this as well? And people have lots of questions. I think it's a natural part of being out on the sea.
With me is Rosemary from Bride. You're one of the younger members of the crew here. How have you enjoyed it?
I have really enjoyed it. It's been such an experience.
So which bits of it stick out in your mind?
We've seen a lot of dolphins and porpoise and learnt a lot about animals in the sea.
And you've been scrubbing the decks as well?
Scrubbing the decks, especially for today. There's a rota of duties. So today I've actually been scrubbing the decks, and there's like toilet cleaning duties.
Have you been up there in the mast?
Yes. Some other people have been like really, really tall in the mast. Yeah. I've been to the first bit of the mast, so not as brave.
What have you got out of this experience?
Lifelong friends, and I would definitely do it again, like 100 times.
Well, after some arr and arr, the Pelican sailed off, but she will be shivering her timbers here again soon.